Storytel presents Friendship by Margit Sandemo, part 5 in the Legend of the Ice People series, narrated by me, Mianna Buring. Once upon a time, many centuries ago, Tengel the Evil went into the wilderness because he wanted to sell his soul to the devil. He became the ancestor of the Ice People. Tengel had been promised power and wealth on condition that one of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil and do evil deeds. These descendants would be easy to recognize because of their yellow cat's eyes and magical powers. And one day a person with the greatest supernatural powers ever would be born. The curse would not be lifted until the spot was found where Tengel had buried the pot which he had used to prepare the magic brew which would summon the devil. This is what the legend says, only nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which was why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family, or perhaps it is mostly about the women in his family. Chapter 1. In the winter of 1625, Cecilia Maiden stood on the bow of a ship as it glided smoothly towards the entrance of the harbour in Copenhagen. The weather had been bad since they left Norway, so they were badly delayed. The early darkness of that February night was already setting over the sea and the city, and although Cecilia was wearing warm mittens, the raw winter chill forced her to blow on her fingers from time to time to keep them warm. She didn't want to touch the tarred timbers of the hull, so she stood freely on the deck, shifting and adjusting her stance to the roll of the ship with the ease of an experienced sailor. It was wonderful to feel the fresh sea air on her face. Standing there alone, as far forward in the ship as she could, made her feel as if the whole world belonged to her. As she gazed towards the harbour, she found herself thinking back over the past few months. What a mess she'd made of her life. But surely it hadn't all been her fault. For the umpteenth time, at least, she told herself that she couldn't bear to see Alexander Paladin ever again. She knew it would be impossible for her to look him in the eye without revealing that she knew of his secret vice. Cecilia had never imagined that knowing his secret would cause her so much anguish. She'd never really admitted to herself just how much Alexander meant to her. As the ship entered the harbour of Copenhagen, she began to recall their first fateful meeting. At the time, she'd been frightened, unsure of herself and saddened by the news about how the recent outbreak of the plague had affected her family. She had recently arrived as a total stranger at the court in faraway Denmark. Then, by mistake, Alexander Paladin had entered her room, and in that short meeting, he'd seemed to give her back the strength and courage to go on. She'd liked him very much from that first moment, and he had continued to support her in that small and difficult world that was always filled with intrigue and envy. Whenever he was near, her soul seemed to be filled with happiness. He was one of the king's cavaliers and was exceptionally handsome, with an obvious strength of character and an air of quiet authority about him. Dark-haired, masculine, and with aristocratic features, he had a distinctive yet melancholy smile. Without her realizing it, that unforgettable smile was to lead so bizarrely to her downfall. Alexander Paladin had always been reticent and reserved. He'd made it very clear to Cecilia that he liked her, a true friend who cared for her. Why then did it hurt so much to discover his secret? Shouldn't she, of all people, a daughter of the Ice People and the equally broad-minded maidens, be able to accept and understand it? Why should she be so disturbed? It was during her visit to her home in Norway that she'd learned the painful truth about the enigmatic Alexander. The explanation had come from her cousin, Tarjei.